With your Southside High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The Chatham Cavaliers improved to 2-0 on the season last night as they handled Tunstall 30-6. Head coach Bruce Devlin said things are continuing to come together for his team.
We played very well. They ran a kind of different, unique offense coming out, and we had to make some changes on the fly. And when we settled down into there, they got a couple yards in the first three or four plays. But after that, we really slammed the door. And offensively, we were very explosive when we got the ball. We had playmakers, and the offensive line played great. So I mean, it's coming together. I mean, kids are buying in. They learn. We're adding each week now.
Jaden Breedlove and John Coles each scored a touchdown for Chatham in the win. The Cavaliers will host Martinsville next Friday. The Granite Hawks bounced back from a heartbreaking loss last week as they handled Martinsville 27-9. Head coach Sean Miller said his team was able to overcome a slow start.
I felt that we started a little slow offensively. However, defensively, I think my guys, they played sound and played really well running to the football, you know, during that slow start. And then they continued to play well as far as the defense throughout the game. And then after the half, I think we really got it going on offense.
Gretna quarterback Melvin Wooden led the way with two rushing touchdowns in the win. Gretna will host Tunstall next Friday. The GW Eagles dropped to an 0-2 record on the season as they fell at Amherst 26-20. The Eagles turned the ball over four times in the loss. Quarterback Neo Cavill rushed for 150 yards and two touchdowns, but threw three interceptions. The Eagles will host EC Glass next week. Dan River lost on the road at Magna Vista 53-6 to drop to 1-1 on the season. The Wildcats fell behind 27-0 in the first half. Dan River will take on another Piedmont District opponent next week as they host Bassett. The Halifax Comets dropped to 0-2 on the season as they fell to Brookville 46-20. Brookville jumped out to a 32-6 lead in the first half. Halifax will try to get their first win next week as they visit Jefferson Forest. With your Southside High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone.